Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our show. This is Hard to Follow with your host, Bert. Sitting here with me, we have Miriam, Fanny, and Sandra. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Guys, so I know we say this a lot, but...
Literally every episode.
But this time, I think this was the longest time we went without recording anything. But we're here.
It's Bert's fault.
Now,
100%. I would say yeah.
No, it's not 100% my fault. It's everybody's fault. Everybody's been busy.
Nope.
No.
Not me.
I've been here. I don't know.
We're losers who don't do anything.
I've been busy. So, guys, just thank you guys for tuning back in and listening to what we got to say. Right off the top, guys, I'd like to give a shout out to Jose Herrera from California. Thank you for listening. You might be a little too young, but hey, you know what? Your dad lets you listen. A huge shout out to our friends at California Shooting Supply. Even though we haven't recorded in a while, man, they're still reaching out. You guys go follow their page on Facebook and, you know, go on their page, buy something, man. If our promo code is still working, it's Hard to Follow 15. But yeah, man, thank you guys for all the support. Like I said, even though we haven't been recording as much as we really like to, we've been really busy, you know, obviously with just life stuff and the holidays too. I mean, we have some stuff coming up, but yeah, just a huge shout out to you guys right off the top there. And just to anyone else who's tuning back in to listen to this episode, and what we're really, for real this time, we're really going to try to record a couple more episodes a little more frequently than we were. And to Jose, too, congratulations on your orange belt that you got. We do actually follow you guys back, believe it or not. Congratulations on that, man. Really cool. So
congrats, dude.
Woohoo. Yeah, so he can kick your ass's butt. He's orange belt. Yeah. All right.
Look, mine is about a brown color.
I'm not wearing one. That is.
Choni? Mine doesn't fit.
A choni's color?
A choni's color?
What does that one mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means you
that
made
means
it.
When I'm running to the bathroom, you better move.
She's all like, white chicks, move, bitch. Move, bitch.
Did you guys see that video just at the top there? Did you guys see that video of that girl? She's doing training. I think I shared it on Facebook. Like the airline, like if there's an emergency, like how to get people out of the yeah. way. And she's just elbowing people.
She's elbowing down the aisle, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just beating people up. It's like, Jesus yeah. Christ. If the accident doesn't kill you, she will.
Yeah, dude, she'd knock you out like that fast.
I can't, what the hell was she?
She's all roller derby.
Yeah, literally. So.
Do they really act like that? Because.
That looked like actual training.
It looked like training, but I mean, why are you
helping
people? Aren't they supposed to be in their seats with their seatbelt on?
That's in case of an emergency.
If they're not, they get elbowed.
That's what it was. Like in case of an emergency. How she can get to the emergency exit or something.
Oh, faster before everybody else just move out of the way.
Yeah.
She saves out. Herself first.
Yeah, she just jumps out, doesn't even try to help. She's just like, fuck you guys. Ah.
That's fucked up.
That is messed up.
Hey, do you think they would? Would you? Be honest.
Me? Yeah.
So there's a.
I'm saving myself. Fuck you guys.
An accident just happened.
You can actually get fined. Save yourself first.
The stewardess, they get fined if they get off the plane. I read that somewhere. Yeah,
they're not the captain. They don't sink with the ship.
They're supposed to. Like
they're there to.
They were saying that there's whatever aviation rules things.
Sure.
They get fined if they get off the plane when there's people still on the plane.
Yeah.
No way. Oh, you know what? I have never seen one actually get out before.
Get out, right? Whenever they're there, they just stand there.
They open the door, but they step to the side inside of the plane.
And the captain can leave.
But why does he get to leave
before them? I think.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they even out. Have
the
to
last
be.
Person gets yeah. out, doesn't the captain?
The captain leaves. Yeah.
Or does he even get out before us?
I was gonna say I've seen them leave before us, anybody gets out.
So the airplane captain isn't the same thing as a ship captain because the ship captain they can't get off till everybody gets off.
Yes.
In Titanic, yeah, the captain
he stayed and died.
He was a good captain.
Yes.
Along with the guy that built it, because he's like, no,
I mean, he kind of didn't have a choice, so.
Y también los viejitos esos in the Titanic movie, you know, los viejitos que estaban ahí.
The one that were spooning.
Yeah.
And then se murieron, se ahogaron.
They died, guys.
All right. I gotta rewatch it.
Don't make me cry.
You gotta watch the two cassette VHS.
Double-sided.
That was the first time I watched Titanic. Yeah.
Yes.
Facts.
There was a family member that thought they was the shit because they had that set.
Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, you were the shit if you had that back in the day.
It was funny though, like thinking about it now, like that's the kind of shit that was cool back then.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's crazy, man.
To me, it was quoted to have a, I had the movie Piojos? Selena. No. Bueno, también. No. I had the movie Selena, and then recorded after Selena was The Craft.
On the same
on the same, yeah. VHS. Because we recorded it from TV or wherever it was.
You bootlegged it. That was the first bootleg. I think.
That's what's up. I remember what my first bootleg was.
Don't play.
Yeah, we know you. Yeah.
Grease.
Next question, please. I plead the fifth.
We won't judge you.
I mean, we won't, but the listeners.
The
might.
Public the listeners, might.
The public. Yeah. Oh, and that's that the case, public's problem.
That, yeah, that's their problem.
Man, I saw this video the other day. Right now that we're recording up north. It's very icy, snowy. The weather sucks.
It was very icy.
Very.
Earlier this week where we are out down the south.
The south.
It's stuff that we're not used to.
This is true.
Nah. We're not
supposed
to have
it. If I was in Denver, I'd be like, that's just another day. But here.
Negative. What was it when you talked to Allie? Shout out to Allie if you listen.
Go ahead.
Negative.
It's like negative 10, ain't it?
Anything that starts with a negative, it's a no for me.
Anything that's under my age is a no for me. Yeah. You know, the knee starts telling me, the knee's like, hey, wait, no salgas.
Yep.
You're going to fall again.
Yeah, you're going to fall again.
Yeah.
Mimi's going to push you again.
Mimi did not push everyone who listens, all listeners. Mimi did not push Sandra.
No.
What a coincidence that Mimi was behind me and then I was on the floor and then next thing I know I'm having surgery.
Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks for you, dude.
Yeah. One plus
Mimi,
one
back
equals
off,
two.
Dude, back off.
Yeah. She's dangerous.
She's trying to finish her off right now.
She's like, I got the other knee.
Yeah. But anyway.
Watch out with my knee.
So up north, these ladies decided to dip their hair in some water so it can freeze.
No.
So the video
then
stops.
Then they're flipping it.
Yeah, they tried flipping it and it doesn't flip because it just freezes.
It just freezes like this.
Well, one of the girls ended up in the hospital. She had her...
Siempre decía mi mamá...
I was going to say, las abuelitas sabían.
Sales con el pelo mojado y te vas a enfermar.
Her hair started coming off in chunks.
No.
Mm-hmm. What?
Pero por pendejas.
They didn't have abuelitas.
Por pendejas.
Pendejas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pero.
Lesson learned, guys.
Lesson learned.
Don't go out with your
hair. Wrong one, guys. Sorry.
Next time.
Next time.
La cago. La cago.
Ooh. What a loser.
Next time.
So the eyes ended up killing the root of her hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So as they were going in to like thaw her out pretty much, chunks of her hair just fucking came off.
Hey, so if it burned the root of her hair, like it's not going to come back.
No. And if it does, she's going to be very thin.
She's going to have bald spots.
She's going to be patchy.
She's going to be and burn her fucking scalp off.
They're going to call her freezer burn.
Damn. No.
Sorry, what a fucking bully.
Hey, what the fuck? That just clicked. Like, you could tell she would be that bully.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn. What if she was popular in school? Not no more.
Freezer burn. Here comes freezer burn.
Damn, they forgot you in the freezer.
Ooh, burn.
That's a good one.
We'd be the bullies.
Son las de lentes. Oh, you're all quiet.
Dude, for real, what the fuck?
¿Ya ves? And everyone said that I was mean.
¿Te imaginas que te agarran las dos en la escuela?
We saved the best for last.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I would never.
Man, that's crazy, man. Yeah, have you guys seen any videos, especially right now that the weather's all fucked up, people doing stupid shit?
Nah. Did you see that one that the Mexican Coca-Cola exploded in his car?
No, wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Up north in Texas. There was a picture on there that the Mexican Coca-Cola exploded in his car.
Like the glass
botella?
One, right?
Yeah,
like,
la botella.
Yeah.
The glass bottle.
What happened?
Well, because it was up north and it was so cold. Look it.
Like what?
Yeah, she just popped that shit up.
Did you
see?
That was
quick. It's on her favorites and shit.
Yeah, look it.
A Texas tragedy. Like
Mexican Coke explodes in North Texas, man. In man's truck bed.
Oh, so not inside the car.
No, it's just
that doesn't count.
Yeah, I thought like inside.
Bert had some water in a Wendy's cup and it froze.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I had a Wendy's cup
this
inside the truck.
This bitch went to Wendy's.
Yeah.
And I did go to Wendy's.
That's why, because you didn't take anything.
You didn't take
it. You guys don't even like Wendy's.
I like the Frosties.
I like the Baconators.
Yeah.
Wait, that's that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I like their spicy chicken nuggets.
I like the Big Macs
that's why
they have.
Hey, that's why I let y'all name them.
I like the spicy chicken nuggets.
They still have those spicy?
No, the spicy sandwich.
No, they don't.
Yeah, the spicy sandwich was good.
The nuggets were okay. I didn't really care for them, but the sandwich, that was my shit.
The sandwich.
Yeah. Look at all that
until
Mexican
I
Coke.
Discovered Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I thought it was just one bottle.
It wouldn't like turn into icy.
It wasn't icy.
Like a slush.
Like a slush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? Que no saben.
Oh, like the one in Japan where it like shakes it. It makes it cold for you. And then it turns into a slushy.
Yeah.
It's just good. Like if I tried it. It looks good.
Wow. Okay. We believed you.
Right? Yeah. Literally, right? Yeah. Even though like we know she has it. I was like, really?
Yeah. When I went to Japan last week.
How far do you think that flight is? Like how long?
Like I think it's 16 hours.
Is it 16?
16 or 18.
No. From Hawaii, the jump to there is only like 9 hours, I think is what it is.
Well, yeah, but
so
you
it would
that
be like
plus that. So it's like 19, 18,
19. Yeah.
In it or more?
Because well, it was six.
I had
from,
looked it up.
Or a little less than six from San Diego. But then mm-hmm. it was 3 hours from Austin to San Diego. So, di como unas nueve, más otras nueve de Hawaii a Japan.
16.
18.
Ay, boy.
It's because it's in Spanish.
Someone sent him back to kindergarten.
Nah. He didn't listen to Tatiana.
No.
She taught us.
It's because he was born and working, guys.
He was Sesame Street. He was in Plaza Sesame. You got to remember.
Okay, did they have a Big Bird too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was,
what was
green.
His name?
Yeah, he wasn't yellow.
No, was that?
No, no, he had
was
a name.
That really his name?
No, he had a name.
No, what was his name?
I want to say Jerónimo, but I know that's not true.
Jerónimo?
El Jerónimo, yeah.
You're just a green. She just said she didn't know.
Federico.
Federico. What? Like Federico. Federico el pájaro. Pájaro Federico.
What was his name?
El pájaro ese amarillo chingón.
So it was green in Plaza
Pancho? Pancho?
Pancho el pájaro.
Yeah.
You guys were way off.
A little bit.
Should have known. Pancho el pájaro.
That's funny.
But yeah, it was basically the Mexican.
What?
Sesame Street.
I've seen.
What was
an episode
Oscar the Grouch's name?
Oscar the Grouch.
El basurero.
El basurero.
¿No era Oscar?
Abelardo.
Abelardo.
That's a boy's brother.
Hey, Mimi's going to take out your headphones.
Mimi.
That's a Coco.
That's
you
Coco.
Baby Moo.
The baby Moo.
The baby Moo Moo.
She's wearing this really cute little shirt. That makes her look like a cow.
It's a sweater. Thank you very much. Because it's cold outside. Oh, Coco. Mama.
Oh, you're messing it up, Coco.
Uh-oh, Coco's fucking up the sound here.
Oh, shit.
Okay, there you go.
Get it together, Coco.
Yeah. You got it. You got it.
Y'all, I want some ice cream.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I have some rainbow sherbet.
Sherbet.
But you know what sounds better? A banana split.
That does sound good. Have you guys gone to the flower over here?
No.
Yeah, I got a banana split from there. Yeah.
That chocolate with what was the other one I got? It wasn't coffee. It was the cajeta.
Oh,
yo,
that shit was chocolate so good. Is The Ferrero Rocher.
Ooh,
you know, damn it! Yeah. It's that good one.
It's good. Yeah,
it's the good.
It's not good. You can't even pronounce it because you're savoring it already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go like Ferrero
Rocher. It's a way, you know.
The good one.
What did they give us over here?
They opened up a bottle. We know. We know.
We just snuck some in. Like, did you take some drops today?
I did. Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
It's for the glaucoma.
Glaucoma. So any other videos? Fani, I know. Have you seen any videos?
Oh, my God. I saw something that gave me anxiety earlier. And I was like, I want to try it. But it's like, I would probably have a heart attack just getting up there. It was like the biggest adrenaline rush. So if like you're an adrenaline junkie, you should do this. But it was people that were jumping on a trampoline in the sky.
Oh, the hot air balloon. The hot air balloon took them out.
Like above the clouds.
Would they even be able to breathe? Because, I mean, how high is that?
Yeah, because above the clouds isn't... You can still breathe above the clouds.
Funny's like, I've been higher than the clouds and I can breathe.
Shit, I can breathe right now.
She's like, I'm breathing fine.
Where's the button?
There you go. Hasta que le
tinaste.
Sí, ahora sí.
Bravo.
No, where's the button?
I don't know. I don't want to push a button.
As high as the clouds. No. Not just high, but literally. Remember we went up there on that mountain?
Oh, yeah.
We were at level with the clouds.
Can we?
And you could still breathe pretty good. Yeah. These people were like barely above the clouds. It wasn't like way up there. But yeah, and then it was like, I don't know if it was like a helicopter or something that was, or whatever, a plane had the trampoline hanging from it.
It was a hot air balloon.
Yeah, it was a hot air balloon.
Yeah, no, fuck that. And they were like jumping.
They jumped off of there.
So they were like jumping and doing backflips and all kinds of shit. All the stuff you do on a trampoline. Yeah. And then they fucking throw themselves off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you just see them. That's fucking.
Yeah, no, wild. Hell no. Damn.
Like, that's got to be quite an experience, but I'd die.
Would you skydive?
Yeah. Like, I've always wanted to, with a dude,
like, obviously, you know.
Stop touching me, bro.
I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to skydive, but after getting on that Supreme Scream at Knott's Berry,
it's not even that bad.
I almost had a panic attack up there. Like, no, I could not. And I could just kept thinking like, oh, I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to slide out when it goes down. And then like a few months later, that boy did die. Like that, how was
Pero well, ese, because, girl, they didn't big. Check, but yeah. they didn't check his.
Yeah. And so that had already called? Happened.
The one in, was it in Florida?
No. Yes, it was in Florida.
Was it?
Yeah, they didn't check his thing. And
they
that's
didn't
why
check
he
his.
Fell yeah, out of it. Yeah.
And where the kid Parker fell. Kid.
And yeah. Like, but he was a heavy little boy, and they didn't check him. But and even didn't
like, because whenever we were there at Knott's, on that one where it was in the front, like my boobs didn't let it close all the way, so I had to tell the girl to like push it while I like you know held it too.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was scared because I knew that it wasn't like shutting correctly.
Damn, that's crazy. It was
fucking scary, but I made it, and then I was like, that's the last roller coaster I've ever been on.
I went on a roller coaster with my 6-year-old godson, and I'm like holding on to him, and he's like, Nina, put your hands up in there, and I'm like, oh my god, we're gonna die. I'm like, holding on to him, and he's like, put them in, Nina, and I was like, I can't. And we got off, and I wanted to puke, and he's like, you want to go again? I'm like, no.
No, he's not again.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I like roller coasters.
I mean, I had fun. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I had fun. And then that other one that like it takes you real high and then it just drops you. Well, I mean, compared to Six Flags, all of these are like baby rides.
Yes, and like Knott's Berry Farm is the in between Disneyland and Six Flags.
Yeah,
it's
that's
in the middle
way.
Of
yeah.
like adventure. You know.
Yeah. No. When I saw the one from Six Flags. I was like, this is pretty screams like the entrance of that. I was like, hell no, I couldn't do it. No. I mean, I imagine they're like bigger in space wise because it's more for adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, it's fucking scary.
It's scarier when you're tied in, but you have that.
Oh, that space? Space when you're a small person.
Yes, yeah. When you're smaller, because I wouldn't know. I freaking like I go up. It lifts yeah. you, and it's like this thing better not fucking. No,
fuck that. Yeah. I don't know what's scarier to like have space or like not have any space.
Yeah.
Like, cause they're both pretty scary. Like, the thing might pop off, or it might not hold you.
If you're not,
Because if you're like, for me, cuando there was a ride at Knott's where it would tilt you, you have one of those like jacket thingies or whatever the hell they're called, those harnesses, and
it. But is it a 3-point harness?
I think so. Yeah, because it's one.
The silver bullet.
Yeah.
No. It was called Riptide.
Oh.
And it was a water one too. So like it goes in and it flips you, but then it tilts you like this, like literally almost, what would that be?
Like forward?
Forward. Not 90 degrees, 0 degrees.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever degrees.
Whatever it is. It'll tilt you like that, and then water comes up from the ground from the fountains and it like sprays you and you're like that. But to me, like my back would not touch the seat. Okay. I'm literally laying on this harness.
On the harness.
Yeah.
So that's the adrenaline of that one for me.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Dude, I saw where this couple, they were pretty big. At Six Flags in California, Six Flags Magic Mountain. And they wouldn't let them on. They couldn't get on. They couldn't fit. Mm-hmm. And the lady starts crying because I mean, there's a bunch of people, and obviously everyone's fucking
watching,
staring.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten stuck in the zipper before.
What?
The carnival ride, the zipper?
Yeah.
So, it was at the local fair.
Dude, those are even scarier. They put them up in like one day.
I know.
Yeah,
dude.
No, the watermelon one. Y'all know where that one's at.
Yeah.
So me and a friend, we're both big girls, and we get on there. Dude like struggles to like close it, right? He closes it, we get on the whole ride, whatever, it's over. When he goes to open it, it's fucking jammed.
Oh my god. The dude's like, you guys are gonna have to go another ride.
You gotta go one more time.
I was fucking dying of laughter, dude, and I had like the bar was like indented on my thigh, like on my leg.
Because
I was
wearing
shorts, you know, in the fucking summertime. So it was like all the mark was all on my legs and
he's like, my shift is over. You're gonna do one more ride.
Yeah, it was embarrassing, but it was hilarious at the same time. It was like, fuck it. Like, it was fun. But yeah, that was the last time I got on one of those as well. Cause I was like, okay, I'm too big now.
Like, no more.
That's when you know you're too big.
Yeah.
Not too old, just too big.
It's different.
It's a cheapy ride. It was a cheapy.
It was cheapy.
I know you're not kidding.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
You're too good for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That I did feel sorry for those people at Six Flags.
No, but that. Does
but I mean, rather be safe than sorry.
Well,
you get on and then you end up like that floor.
They let the lady sit in the in the seat.
Oh, to see if it would.
Yeah, there was no way. Like, and she was smaller than her partner.
Damn.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so there was no way that they would have fit. And
well, they should let that be their motivation.
Yeah
You would hope so.
You know, if you want to enjoy things like that with your partner, then there's some sacrifices you have to make,
says the one that's lost so much weight, that fucking bitch.
It's not my fault. Okay, I made a sacrifice for this as well.
Yeah
You know, and then another thing too, just
the dogs are here, by the way, guys. So that's not like us squeaking.
That's not a bed.
That's not us crying.
They're like, whoa.
If you guys are traveling, man, you know, even if it's allergies or whatever, cover your mouth. If you have kids, cover their fucking mouth.
Are you saying that because I just coughed?
No. I was at the airport. Miriam and I were at the airport not so long ago. And man, these kids would just fucking sneeze everywhere. The parents.
Just don't take your kids, guys. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. I mean,
it's worse at my place of work.
Oh, I bet.
They don't send the kids to school because they're sick.
Sure.
Well, let's
so they
go.
Take them to the library?
Let's go to the library and learn something. Why did you say
that? I didn't say where at.
They're spreading their germs all over. So they don't send them to school, but let's take them
Yeah, and fucking
to the library and spread to the germs.
Public place.
Yeah, all no, over dude, the place. That's
I'm like, make that make sense.
That's ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, if you guys are traveling, you know, make sure y'all cover yourself.
If you're sick,
but honestly, as many times as you tell a kid, like kids are always gonna be gross like that, just because that's how kids are, you know.
Porque son mocosos.
Yeah, los papás son los
like,
ones
don't
that
blame
be
the parents,
better.
Dude. Because
it's their fault. They have the kid.
You know, they can't control everything.
Yeah.
And then if you are the parent, be patient.
Oh my God, we just saw a whole scene that went down at the restaurant.
What happened?
Tell us.
We were just in there eating our food. We were at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And then
the restaurant where they like have you a lot.
Oh, that one. Okay. Okay.
That one. The what one that
happened?
He's not allowed to go.
I don't even know what the fuck happened. I look over and Bert's like, stop staring. And I just turned around.
No, so this kid like spills their drink. And they had a tablet and it got all over the tablet. It's all over the fucking table. It's spilling everywhere. And the mom gets up.
My face. That's how I was staring.
And the mom gets up and she ends up cleaning it up or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay. And the kid's freaking out because the kid now has soda all over their fucking lap, all over their whatever. But before that, and you guys are going to get trauma triggered right now. And
I'm ready.
So,
yeah.
So you know, so like, when they ask.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Nah, everyone's purse was on the floor.
No. Why?
You get 50% off if you put it on the floor.
Ah, we're not eating there.
No.
We're not eating there.
I'll pay double. Instead.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'll pay triple before we have to have it. Yeah. You're not supposed to tell people that. Damn, you're telling all my secrets.
She works here and she makes bank.
Don't be jealous.
And she works full time now.
Nah.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, hey, welcome back to working full time.
Okay, continue with your story.
So this little girl, she's doing something and the mom sees her hand. Uh-huh. And the mom's like, what happened to your hand? How come you didn't say anything? And the mom starts freaking out.
And she cut it or what?
No, the little girl claimed that a mosquito bit her. And so it was red and a little swollen.
Okay.
And the mom is freaking out, but pretty much yelling at her. And then it's like, well, this is the problem with a lot of parents. Because I've seen it not only there, but other places in my house. Where something I was younger...
So- Oh, I was like, so funny it was Thanos, huh?
Is that
like,
what you're trying to say?
Like, when I was younger.
What?
Where it's like something happens to you and instead of the parent or the adult being like, oh crap, hey, are you okay? It's una regañada y ay, ¿por qué eres tan pendejo? Or whatever, right? Yeah.
So they get after you.
So they get after you.
Helping you with the situation.
Yeah, and so then what happens is next time you ask them, they're not going to tell you because last time they tried to or half-assed did. They got yelled at.
Yeah.
So this little girl, same thing, and that just like brought back memories. It's like, yeah, it makes sense. Like
this fool's all like,
he's all traumatized. Yeah. He's like, no, yeah.
No, but it's like, but it's true. Like, you know, it's like you yell at them. Like, don't expect this kid that doesn't know any better to tell you.
Wait, I thought you were a spoiled brat.
I wasn't. No, spoiled. What?
He was. Don't let him fool you.
He's over here talking about childhood trauma. Wait, I thought you never got in trouble.
He had his siblings that got in trouble, so.
Oh. That's
yeah, I learned from that.
Did. Yeah. He was the kid with the silver teeth.
Yeah.
I did not have silver teeth.
That was him?
In that picture, you said he was photobombing his parents.
Yeah.
No, I did not have silver teeth.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
He had a mohawk and everything.
Yeah, rocking
Little
out loud.
Bird was funny.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, if you got a kid... Break those chains.
Oh my gosh, we have a gentle parenting. That's what we call her. She goes in all the time and she's like, no, no, don't touch that. No, no, wait, no, we don't do that.
Don't be pushovers either. Punch the kid if you have
to. She goes into the minivan. She's like, I told you not to fucking touch that. Yes, we caught her in the building. She's like, no, no, remember we used gentle. We talk gentle. And then in the car, she's like, give me that. Yeah. She's like, y dame la chancla para darte otra.
Eso or the... Ben, no te voy a pegar.
I don't know.
No, and it's like, okay.
Okay.
You thought we was bad when you know that one.
Ben, and then you have my kid who throws me under the bus in public. Yes. I used to like pinch her right here to like at church, and she'd be like, "Ow, don't pinch me!" Dude, I'm like, "Oh my okay. god, that's so embarrassing."
So story about that, my comadre, I have a godchild back in California, and they don't listen, so it's fine. she told us a story
all
about
of a sudden she
told us a story that 2 years ago. So they take him to church. They go to church on Sundays. And I guess that morning he woke up and just decided, I'm going to be a piece of shit today.
It happens.
It's just that day.
They do that.
Today's the day.
Every now and then.
It happens to adults too.
Yeah.
Son las mejores familias.
Sí. Mine was yesterday.
And so they go to church and he's being bad. And I think she did the same thing. I think she pinches him. And he fucking screams. The dude's up there yapping about whatever. And fucking dude starts to scream. He screams at the top of his lungs, "Why are you pinching me?" And he starts crying and screaming. And so she's fixing to drag him outside and just beat the shit out of him. And the priest is like, "No, don't take him outside. Leave him in here.
Don't whoop his ass."
I'd be like, "No te metas, padrecito. ¿Acaso tú lo pariste?"
Yeah. Yeah. Harry was like, "Look at God. Look at God.
Yeah. God's big. Yeah. Dios es grande. Amá, escúchalo." Nah, but yeah, dude, at the end, she was like, "Trágame tierra." Yeah. Like, this is the worst. I was like, yeah, I can't imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the last time I pinched her.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you do slap her after that or what?
No, she was actually a pretty good kid. But
there you go.
Every now and then, you know, I had to remind her who's the boss.
Yeah.
And then wrong she with that. Would, you know, out me. Mm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, my mom would like do the arm pull.
Yeah.
Like, you better chill out or beat your ass.
Yeah, I've seen it at the store too before, where the mom's like trying to keep her cool, but the kid's just being a kid. I mean, most of the time, yeah. And the mom just finally loses.
You had the Mexican parent, "Te va a llevar el señor."
Yeah.
Some random dude standing there,
and he's like, "Where now, the señores? Te va a llevar la señora.
I don't want that ugly ass kid.
Bitch, I would be like, te llevo ahorita. Vámonos.
It's full circle.
Te llevo la chingada.
Te llevo las señoras. That's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
Aww. Okay, now I'm sad
because you're a señora.
Because I'm a señora.
I don't have it.
Daniel's just telling off his dad. Let's see if the dad gives in, if the dad pinches him or spanks him.
Why would I hit him?
Talking about
grab Mimi. She's
niños malcriados.
Speaking of malcriados,
Mimi just walking through all the cables.
Yeah. Dano's yelling at his dad.
I'm the one that does the spankings.
You do the spankings?
Yeah.
You're the disciplinary.
Yeah.
So am I in my house, because my husband runs after her after 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that was freaking hilarious.
That was hilarious.
He took her phone away because
she was like, what, 13 or 14?
Yeah, 13 or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like recent. I was
No.
This is interesting.
No. She was like 13, and he took her phone away, and
she walked away.
She walked away to her room. She's like, "Oh, okay," you know. Yeah. So she leaves
and
her
then
room.
He's like,
and he's like. Like 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes.
It wasn't even a minute.
It wasn't even that. He's like, "Voy a darse el teléfono."
And he walks behind her and he gives her the phone back.
This is the exact of, "This hurts me more than you."
Yes.
That was that. Damn.
Yes. And it's That's always been sometime. Like that. He's never laid a hand on her because he was always like, "No, pobrecita de gala. Oh, look at how cute. She threw a temper tantrum. Oh, look at it." And I'm like, "No."
Yeah, Daniel's gets away with cuteness sometimes, but sometimes he really pisses me off. Yeah. And it won't work. Oh my God, we tried to kill a fly the other day with the fly swatter, and he
Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome, guys.
Dude, no. He starts barking.
Come out from behind the couch. Yeah, he went crazy. He didn't used to bark before. Now he went off barking.
Okay,
yeah.
Not like, is that what did you guys murder? Do in the fly swatter?
That's what I did at my house.
Fuck? That was you. Yeah, there was a fly, and I was like, "Fucking shit." I was like, "Where the hell's the fly swatter?" So finally tells me where it's at. I grab it. And he usually he will run off.
Yeah.
He puckered up and started growling, and then
that's because he's a big boy now.
I swung it, and he starts fucking barking. I was like, "Damn, dude, Miriam must have beat the fuck out of you with that."
I did. I was even hitting him, dude. That's probably why his face is squished like that.
That's okay.
What it is.
Where's Coco?
That's why
she's over there.
Oh yeah, she's over here. Oh,
okay,
she's looking at the door.
You gotta
guarding
count
it.
Them,
she's waiting cause... for her daddy.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, we did see that at the restaurant the other day. Damn. Some parenting going on. I was like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, no, I was staring because I was trying to figure out where all the fucking water was coming from or where her drink was spilling from.
Uh-huh.
And then I just offered up my napkins and I was like, man, that was all my napkins, bro.
Hey, you're making a lot of noise there, Sandra.
It's not me, it's this one. Say hello.
Dennis. Dennis would like to say something. There's Mimi.
No, that was Sandra.
Is that all that you have to say today?
Sandra.
Do you have anything else to say? She's like, hey, who did that?
So you guys want to do a topic?
Dude, yeah, let's do a topic.
We haven't done these in forever because I lost the baggie.
Those topics were from like 2021.
Dude,
it could
literally.
Be. It could be. Like
that means you have coronavirus in there.
Well, not anymore. It dies after a while, right?
Oh, no. My God. No, I saw it lives on forever. They have a new one.
Yeah. There is a
that's
new one.
A brain-eating one.
Don't say that.
No.
We're going to have dumbass people.
Even dumber.
They're just trying to justify why people are so dumb.
Yeah. They're like just saying the Chinese are making us dumb because they don't want to accept that. It's just us.
That is
we're just stupid, that's all.
You're so dumb.
You're so dumb.
Tractors are so dumb.
All right. I got one.
I like Woody.
Which celebrity annoys you for no reason?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
He's just annoying.
Kevin Hart.
He's annoying. Because a lot of people, when he first came out, everyone was like, oh my God, he's so funny and this and that. It's like, he does the same stupid little voices every fucking time. He's just annoying.
Oh, that chick from Twilight. She has the same stupid face throughout the whole movie.
Nobody likes her, right?
Your sister. Yeah.
Get her. Because she's just like.
She's just like.
I hate that.
Like, I can draw you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, we both just made that same stupid face. Like,
yeah. I hate that singer, the flaco.
Madre.
Justin Bieber.
Mark Anthony.
Pharrell.
I can't stand.
No, that, she does have a reason for that, and her reason is stupid.
Okay, because he's fucking ugly.
Well,
he's
that
fucking
too.
Skinny, and he's marrying all these bitches, and I'm like, dude, I mean, way. But no, the main reason
the
I don't like
that
him
was with Kim Kardashian.
What's his name?
No,
J-Lo.
No, he was Mark married Anthony. With J-Lo.
J-Lo and La Miss Universo.
Spanish.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Estoy perdido.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe you'll know. He did a part in a movie and he had his daughter kidnapped so that he can get the insurance money because he's going broke. That's why
he's
I don't
a
like
smart
him.
Man.
Why I don't like him because
he ain't shit.
But that was a movie.
I know, but
him.
I can't stand him. That's all I see now every time I see him.
Well, let's talk to J-Lo about that.
Yeah.
See, he's going to sell off one of J-Lo's kids just for the insurance.
Can you guys believe that Selena tried to be J-Lo? That's crazy, huh?
I know. Freaking Selena.
Right. The movie, right?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, finally looks like she's going to beat him right now.
Oh, shit. Let me scoot over.
In California.
Miriam?
I don't know. Like, no one really annoys me, but maybe I wouldn't consider them a celebrity. Because they're not, they're famous because of their vlogs or whatever.
Oh, is it me, Jesus?
Like that Trisha?
Oh, Paytas. My God.
No,
yes.
I can't.
I cannot.
Her name is Trisha Paytas. And
the stupid girl that, the gravity one.
Well, she's all like, what if gravity wasn't invented?
Yeah, like she just like makes stupid content.
Does she like make that up to get views?
Yeah,
I think so. I think she that was a
I call her Trisha Patas.
Trisha Patas, no man.
Well, because her last name is like Paita.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, she looked like she smelled like patas, so
She looked dumb, man.
I don't know. Like,
she got them popcorns.
That's why I'm all like, I don't consider them celebrities. They're more like...
influencers.
Yeah, like influencers. YouTubers. Pero ella sí, like... Just because of that, those comments that she makes and stuff like that, I'm all like, you just
shut up.
You're making yourself look dumb.
Yeah,
but for what? Like,
for she views. Still get paid for it, I guess.
Just for the likes, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just like earlier today. I mean,
that's really her whole fame.
Really, just being stupid. Being stupid. Wow, I was watching this thing about the Island Boys. Like, they're in debt, and I guess they're in and out of rehab.
For they what? Were into incest for a while. They were like making out with each other for money and shit.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it was pretty.
One of them's under a lawsuit. The girl came out, and I guess like he made her do all kinds of dumb shit.
Hey,
like,
these people just think that nasty, because dude. People are like following them or whatever. Que pueden hacer lo que ellos quieran.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's disgusting to hear what they do.
Yeah,
dude, it's bad. Like, again, like, if people have kinks, fine, but when you start doing like weird shit, like come on.
Well, because
dude,
you're getting like, paid for it, just like on TikTok right now when you go live and people are sending you gifts, like,
yeah, the little whatever. Flowers, yeah, or whatever,
the flowers,
that's like money that. I didn't know
that's
that
actual,
like,
currency. That's all, that's a digital here we go again, it goes all the way to the top. Yeah, it's just, you know, digital cryptocurrency now. And it's basically live porn.
Yeah, yes. Dude, there's some shit out there that I'm like, how is this even not, like, it's not flagged or anything.
Yeah. Mm. There's some other weird shit I saw that they do in China where these influencers are like recording live from bridges and like off the highway and shit. And like there's like this whole little tunnel where there's like a shitload of influencers recording different content, like them singing, doing karaoke or playing guitar, like and the fucking highway, dude. That's like, yeah, if somebody was on the side of the highway doing that shit. Like, that's so dangerous.
That's how you get hit.
Yeah. Like, you just want to die. Yeah.
So one thing that I noticed in Hawaii, a lot of the Chinese, Japanese, whichever one of them, all of them
are Samoan.
They're all going. No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
They were all going
like Asian descent.
Asian.
Oh, they were tourists.
Yes, but a lot of them were like going live. Like, literally, we would be walking down the sidewalk, and wait, two or three people are with their cameras.
Es como una tía mexicana.
No, worse.
No,
worse than Latino.
Well, they might have been Chinese because China is like that. I'm telling you,
yeah, they go live.
They're
all
so
yeah.
into being live that they have people on the side of the highway just doing stupid shit live. Like,
well, maybe because they were just walking. It wasn't even like a. But the thing is, it was facing them.
Oh, instead of the view.
Instead of the
looking,
view.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're not doing anything. You're just walking. To me, I'd be like, so anyways, guys.
Yeah.
You know, trying to catch my breath.
You look to my right.
I'm on mile.
That's SpongeBob.
Okay, we won't talk about that.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, but we did.
Steps.
Yeah, we did notice that, though, ain't it? A lot of people. Like, a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
to where the
weird.
Point where you're walking and all of a sudden there's traffic in the sidewalk because someone stopped to record themselves in front of a store or something.
Yeah.
No. Ow, that's my leg.
That store? Never got the name of it?
No. There's this store where there's no name, there's nothing out there but a symbol. Uh-huh. Like, it's a logo, I'm assuming.
I didn't even take a picture. I should have taken a picture of it.
What does it look like?
It looks kind of like that weird-ass flower.
I better draw it.
She's all, yeah, real quick.
It's just a squid. Well, can you draw me a map?
They make it a lot in, like, jewelry.
Yeah, and it's like, so the last time I was there, this lady went up and tried to get in, and the dude straight up looked at her and was like, no, you can't come in here. You're not allowed in here. You're only allowed in there by appointment or if you have, like, a membership with them. I don't know.
Oh, so it must be, like, a luxury brand.
Yeah, no, it's like.
It's definitely, it's like high-end.
You can't even see their shit. All of their stuff is upstairs. Their lobby downstairs has, like, nothing in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, like,
shopping
by
appointment. That's
a
whole other level of shopping.
Yeah. Or counter,
and,
technically.
And nobody even was, like, trying to stop to go in there. Like.
Because they knew.
Yes.
Because everybody know if you're broke, you can't even look that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they charge, like, $1,000 just to walk in. Like, that's not even buy anything.
And this fool's all like, hey, go walk in.
To walk in.
I was like, holy shit. He's like, go
diamond. Turn into diamond and walk in there.
She's like, yo. yeah, but like that shit was weird.
Starts doing a bow-legged walk for some reason.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit was pretty creepy. It's like, damn, like what?
It's a cult.
Probably.
It probably was.
It yeah. might be.
Fuck, maybe.
That's where all disguise the Scientologists.
A jewelry store.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Conspiracy time.
Yeah.
From a distance, you can see through the trees, and they did have some clothes like on some racks. But like,
all right, let's look it up.
I can't even find the design of what it would look like.
Oh, that little flower.
Yeah.
And it's a jewelry store?
No. I think they sell clothes, maybe.
It looked like clothes to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it was pretty intense. It was weird.
And in Oahu?
Yeah, Oahu. It was in Waikiki. Shout outs to our friends in Hawaii.
Yeah, dude, if you guys are listening to us.
Aloha. Yeah, and mahalo for listening to us.
Who?
They're like, who are you?
Gosh,
fucking
Oh, man. See, you should have taken cards and passed them out.
Dude, that would have been perfect.
That would have been
just
cool.
Just fucking hand out a bunch of cards. Just litter the streets of Waikiki.
Yeah.
So we could get sued.
Yeah.
And then you get all these new followers. You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
See? Si? Sigue me para más ideas.
So.
It shows a bunch of stores, but none of them with a flower.
I don't know, dude. It was just weird.
Is it a bee?
No.
No, there was no letters.
There's no letters. There's no words.
It was just a flower at the door?
Not even at the door. It was like on the wall, right?
Yeah. Damn.
No, I'm telling you, it was one of those like cryptid fucking stores. Like, you can only get in like John Wick, you know, where you pay with the gold coins and shit. Like one of those fucking things.
It was weird. I was like, you guys didn't make the cut.
No,
we didn't even try.
We ended up crossing the street, so we wanted to walk by.
Yeah. We didn't want to get, you know, the stare down.
You didn't want to get the look.
Broke bitch.
The broke bitch.
Dude,
yeah.
Literally. They're gonna get
the Selena look.
The what?
The Selena look.
Fuck is that?
Boy, you need to watch that movie.
Yes, you do.
The one where she dies?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Yeah, where she goes into a store and they go, this is very...
Are you
very
sure?
Expensive?
It's very expensive. You should probably go somewhere else.
Yeah. And she's like, I didn't ask you how much it was. I told you we needed to try it on.
Yeah bitch. Yeah.
And then all these people find out she's there and they're like, Selena. And she's like, who's that? She's up for a Grammy.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, oh.
But.
And then, Selena goes, we're not going to take the dress. Yeah, she's like, ma'am, we're not going to take the dress. We're going to go to Macy's. Fuck that.
They ended up wearing something that they brought from home.
Yeah.
They went to the pulga.
The pulga, yeah.
Yep.
But J-Lo just came out on something.
If you don't shut the fuck
she
up.
She didn't did it.
Stupid J-Lo.
Stefani doesn't like J-Lo, guys. I think J-Lo annoys her. For no reason.
So, Stefani doesn't like J-Lo and Bert doesn't like J-Lo, Selena.
But
yeah, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Bert knows how to push my buttons.
Damn.
So, what's another topic, man?
Right,
yeah. That was a good one.
No. I'm like trying to find this bougie those were treats.
Store. Oh, I'm sorry, Coco, no. It's not.
Coco, no.
Oh, which movie has made you cry?
Oh,
that dog movie y'all made us watch.
That was Sandra. Thank you very much.
You guys are assholes for that. I'm just saying.
Like, literally,
A Dog's Journey is a beautiful movie about
It's just
that.
A bunch of dogs dying. I mean, that's literally what it was.
Like, the whole premise of it, the idea, like, yeah, it's cute because the dog follows you throughout his life and then
they never
future lives
you.
Or whatever.
They never forget you. Yeah.
But it's just sad seeing all the dogs die.
I know.
Yeah, but it's so pretty cute. Bad.
See, dogs are loyal for life. And then some, because then they die and they come back and they'll recognize you. So if a dog sniffs you along the way, touch him because you might have had that dog sometime in your life.
But what if it bites you?
That means it held a grudge.
It held a grudge.
That dog you ran over.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He's like, remember that one time I asked you for a treat and you didn't give me one? A rat.
Like, remember that dog you kicked in the street?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Bonnie, remember that chicken you killed?
It came back as a dog. It
came back as a dog.
Instead of barking, it clucks like a chicken.
That chicken had issues.
Oh, yeah, it's decided to
take its own life.
Okay, that's what Medium said about the cat and the dog and the chicken and the cow. Hey.
It was farm. Only a cat and a bird.
Okay.
And a dog.
See?
And a dog.
Damn.
What else?
That was an accident. And Bambi. All of them were accidents.
Y'all better make sure your pets aren't around Miriam whenever she's taking off. Shit.
I don't know. I've seen some movies where I get like teary eyed on it, but not like full out crying.
You've never cried?
Not in a movie.
You never watched The Fox and the Hound?
Bitch, that was mine.
I know. Look,
that's Miriam's sad. I got
that
mad.
That is the
I want to make her watch it all the time.
I got mad.
That one sad ass movie I used to watch with my best friend all the time, A Walk to Remember.
Oh, bitch.
That was her crying movie.
Yeah.
What's another one?
What was it? Which one's that?
A Walk to Remember.
Chiquito.
Oh,
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore was in it, and she's sick. She has cancer.
She's terminally ill.
Terminally ill. Yes.
She has to tutor the bad boy.
Dude, I've seen that. Yeah. They made us watch that in high school.
What?
Definitely.
Yeah.
They made us watch The Great Gatsby, the old version, not this new one with Leo DiCaprio in it.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's what we watched. Yeah.
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that I watched. That's a good one.
It's
actually a really good movie, yeah.
Yeah, I have the book. The book is good too.
Yeah, the book is good.
I never returned it.
You owe the library $5,000.
I always have a dream where like I have this book that I haven't returned to school like in 3 years or something.
Really?
And I'm like, who the fuck?
And then you can't graduate because you don't return the book.
What the fuck?
Damn. I cry at every movie, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the one though that you want that you watch and that you're like for sure, like, do you have a preferred one? Is it Coco?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Now, yes. You know what?
That we're not allowed to watch that movie.
That
movie's
really good.
That fucking bitch took me to watch it with
my mom. It was your
mom,
you bitch.
God.
No. It was your mom.
Okay.
Well, the first time I watched it, I fucking cried.
Yo, yes.
Yeah, we were at the movie theater and we were bawling.
It hit different in Spanish.
I can't watch it in English. I have to watch it in Spanish.
Yeah. Yes.
It's annoying in English. I'll watch it in Spanish.
I usually don't like translated movies, but this one I feel like it wasn't translated. It was made for Spanish.
It was translated, but it was Mexican translated. It was not Spanish translated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, that's why it hit different.
Because it was Angelica Vale was the grandma.
Oh.
And then Angelica Maria was in it too. It was one of the tias or something.
I wonder. It even hits different because you hear those familiar voices.
Voices that you grew up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Liz, Sandra, my mom, and I, because my dad and my brother went off to watch a football. Yeah, football game.
During the holidays, ain't it?
Yeah, no, like, it was Christmas Day.
I remember that.
Miriam was all like, yay, my family is going to come see me.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, my family left me.
Yeah, so we were going to go out to dinner or whatever, and nothing was open.
Yeah, it's okay, she's daddy's girl.
Okay, now this is going to make me cry, guys.
She brings out a guitar.
No, but it was all four of us just bawling in the movie theater.
Yeah. We were sitting at the top row, and then the movie's like, and we're like,
was there a lot of people?
No, there wasn't that many. There was like maybe two different little groups, like lower down. But
that movie is, it's a good movie, but it definitely, like, the story and like everything behind it, like, definitely
the way everything went down, it was like,
it is a good movie. I'll give him that. That's one of those teary
I think
movies.
The one that I don't watch as often, even though I really like it, and it's because it makes me cry,
iRobot,
is no
My Giant
Stepmom with Julia Roberts and
I haven't watched it.
I probably have.
Sophie's Choice.
I used to love Julia Roberts.
Sophie's Choice.
No, you never watched Sophie's Choice.
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
No.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
I haven't watched that one.
Yeah, watch it. It's sad.
I don't want to now.
Okay. I'm loading all these for, you know, that time of the
for later. She's all like, in about 2 weeks.
Society of the Snow, guys. If you guys are looking into watching something,
stop trying to make us all cry. We're
that
not
is
that's, the, it's even sadder when it's a true story, dude.
Yeah. Everything that happens in the movie is true. Is their facts, and it's like just thinking about it. Fuck.
Oh, you know which cartoon makes me cry? Up.
Oh,
Up
yeah.
is a really good movie.
Yeah.
Medium, what cartoon makes you cry?
I hate you. Shut up.
None of them.
No,
she just said
Fox and the Hound.
No, it's Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound
Bambi?
For me.
That one makes me mad.
No, it makes her cry when they
leave. They leave the
when
dog leave, in the forest.
It's not the dog. It's the fox.
Look at her, she's crying already.
It's the
fox. Wait, she leaves the fox.
You don't even have to look at her. She's crying already.
The grandma leaves the fox so that the
Virgilio falling.
Yeah,
me laughing. This is the
same. Oh my god.
So grandma leaves the fox in the forest so that
she drives off.
Yeah, so that the hunter won't kill her, kill the fox.
Man, fuck that hunter.
But he still kills him, ain't it?
He still tries to go after him.
Yeah, he tries to go after him, but then the fox saves him with the dog from the big ass bear.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of ours.
I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
You should watch it.
Cry.
A friend of ours dog sat our Chloe. And when we left, Chloe was sitting on the porch and they took a picture and sent it to us. We were crying all the way to California.
Oh, God.
Because it was like the same scene. And I was like, oh my God, we're so evil. We just left Chloe. That's before we had Lola or Coco. So it was just Chloe. And Chloe's just sitting there on the porch. And I'm like, oh my God, let's turn around.
You
know what the saddest part is?
That's so sad. Now I'm going to cry.
You know what the saddest part is? Facts. When you leave like your dog, you know, like, hey, I'm babysitting my dog for me. Oh. They catch a hint, you know, that you're leaving, but time for them slows down, and that's why they kind of they'll stop eating, or they'll get upset, or they'll start acting out because they don't see you, because the routine is you leave in the morning, you come back at night, and they don't see you at night. Fuck, they don't see you in the day, they don't see you at night again.
Why are you trying to make me cry?
So it's intense.
Because I just left Mimi though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna make you feel better. Thanos waited around the door for 2 days, and after that he forgot all about it.
Yeah.
He was good to go.
We didn't tell Miriam, but when she left, we took Mimi to the room so Miriam could leave.
Oh yeah, because she'll stay by my side if she knows that I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
She'll stay by my side.
Like she knows what time it is to go home.
Yeah.
So, no, like even like when I'm just over there, we're having dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about 8:30 to 9.
And she comes
she'll
over
just
and she'll
sit right there. Like she knows that we
it's time to go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, so that went.
Yeah.
Vamanos.
So that day, Miriam went, we took Mimi to the room, and then Miriam left, and I carried her, and I'm like, bye, have a safe trip, bye, bye, bye. You know, and I took Mimi to the room, and then when we came back, we didn't tell Miriam, but Mimi ran to the door, and then she went to the window, and then she kept pacing, and then she was like whimpering and trying to open the window, and we're like, Mimi! And I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to make you cry because you had just left. But you I was like, bitch. Mimi, it's okay.
How's Mimi? She's doing good.
She's doing great. She doesn't even miss you.
She's playing.
What's that sound? I hear a dog crying. Oh, this is TV.
I see quite good. Yeah. That's Lola. Don't worry. Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Lola's cold.
And then that night, that whole night, she didn't sleep. She kept like pacing back and forth. And we're like, Mimi, it's okay. It's not like this is the first time.
Yeah. And like the past two times, right? This one and then the previous one. Well, the previous one was the donut.
Yeah, it was the donut's fault.
Yeah, the donut was in between the wall and the window wall and then the couch.
Mm.
So they were thinking that she was
Mimi
whimpering
was,
because
like,
of
whimpering,
me.
And we're like, oh, she's just her donut. And then we go over there and we're like, oh, she misses the donut.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and then we got the donut out and she stopped and we're like, oh, okay, never mind. She doesn't miss her mom. But this time she did. This time she did miss her mom.
If you guys heard that, that was a chair.
Oh my God, that's freaking Thanos.
How about we do one more topic and we'll call this one good.
All right.
And then we'll probably start doing some smaller Some shorter recordings here in between to kind of fill in some of the spots.
Look at Mimi. She's like, are those treats?
It's not treats. Oh.
Yeah.
Which serial killer do you think you can beat or survive a day with?
Oh, shit.
Damn it. Ed Gein, because he was a wimpy. No, you know what? He was stronger than shit.
Yeah.
Not Ed Gein.
Because he used to dig graves.
Yeah.
So.
With his bare hands. Definitely not H.H. Holmes. You know who would probably be fun to see if he can survive? No, Dahmer was really strong too. He did a lot of weights.
We could definitely survive Dahmer. You cannot.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dahmer. You can't
because he was in the dude.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm a pretty big chick, so and Dahmer was kind of small dude.
Yeah, and then that
Richard Dahmer Ramirez, was big. Out.
Which one?
Richard? Is it Richard Ramirez?
Richard Ramirez. No, yeah.
Richard Ramirez is crazy.
He would creep me the fuck out.
Yeah, he's creepy, and then he would take drugs, right?
Like,
he would
be super huge. Super.
No, not that
dude
one.
Dude wouldn't feel a damn thing if you stabbed him, probably.
I'd probably go with, what's his face with the, man, that's the a family good one. That had the people killed?
Marilyn Manson?
No.
The one that went? Oh my God.
The one that had his people kill the pregnant chick.
Yeah. Charlie Manson. I said Marilyn Manson.
You said Marilyn Manson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hang out with Charlie Manson.
That's the ribs guy. That's the ribs guy.
You would just get high with him and be like, hey.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good one. Right? Because technically, they say he didn't murder anybody.
He didn't kill anybody.
His people are the ones that murdered
him.
He
made them.
He made them.
But you'd have to sleep with them.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. Never
He's
mind.
On that stinky weenie episode.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't shower.
Well, I mean, disgusting. But you wouldn't die, though. But did you die?
Be like, no, but I gagged.
It's going to be the meme. Oh, is it too big? No, it's stinky.
It's stinky.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day. I know y'all seen the rose vibrator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It said how some of y'all's roses faces me.
And he's all like, ew. Like what you laugh? That's funny.
So funny, dude.
All right, Miriam. So who are you choosing? Who are you going to spend a day with and survive?
And survive it?
And survive. That's the hard part.
That's the hard part because,
yeah.
Look, I'm little. They're going to overpower me, really. Because even the girl serial killers, Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah, I know. I thought but I'm like, nah, that bitch,
she would probably rape me. So.
Yeah.
And plus, she was lesbo, right?
Yeah. You didn't stand a chance, bro.
No.
Yeah.
But she would go out and get the money for you.
She'd rape me and then be like, here, let me go get you something to drink.
I take care of you, baby. She would go out and prostitute herself to make you live a good life. Yeah, man. Come on. That's a win-win.
Que más quieres? Que más quieres?
All right, I changed mine.
I don't know. I think
damn, Thanos is your hot ass bird.
dude, I don't know. I'd be an easy one to overpower. It's just and then you could easily trick me into a van.
The small murders.
The small murders.
There really wasn't any. Like even the smaller murderers,
but they had a lot of strength.
They had a lot of strength.
A lot of physical.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy would trick them into following him and then hit him with like a tire wrench or something.
See, somebody did chloroform.
Ted Bundy is not a good one because he likes to have sex with the corpse.
Yeah, so you'd be dead. You. Yeah.
He wants to kill you so he can have sex with you.
And then John Wayne Gacy was into little boys.
I don't get to enjoy sex.
Yeah. It's all about him.
It has
to be a man.
John Wayne Gacy was into boys.
He was into dudes. Yeah. He's into little boys, right?
Into little boys, yeah.
So was the Candyman. So not that. I mean, that one I could probably survive too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Candyman.
You can bind yourself, put on a cap, you're a little boy.
Yeah.
But then he'd kill you, though.
You don't want to do that. Medium space. You're like,
man, funny. No. It changes everything. Changes the scenarios and shit.
All right.
I don't know. What about you, Bert?
I would pick between Bella Gunness just because that part would be fun.
That bitch would she would take you.
She would rape you. Bella Gunness would fucking take you down.
She would. Okay, so she was able to pick up a 300-pound pig.
You ain't and even put it over her fucking shoulder.
What the fuck?
She would slaughter her own pigs and shit, dude. She was
this
insane.
This bitch would. She makes me look like Miriam size, bro.
Dude,
no.
I
want to
know who she is.
You don't remember?
The Omega of Wisteria. Devil's Princess. She had a couple cool
Frank's
names.
Favorite. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
No, she is one of my favorite serial killers. Not going to lie.
Oh, Albert Fish was a weird
Albert
one.
Albert Fish, though.
He was.
That was going to be my second choice.
He was into his kids, too, right?
He was into kids
and
littles.
Raped. Molested. He raped a couple, but he mainly, like, touched and fondled and killed and ate.
Yeah, but then he would like torture. Stick stuff in his penis, right? Yeah.
Not in his penis.
Yeah.
In his gooch.
No,
it was his penis.
His grundle.
It was in his pee hole because whenever he got electrocuted, that's what they found.
Yeah.
No, it was when he went to the doctors and they x-rayed him.
The whole thing fell out. Whatever. Like the breaker tripped and everything.
That's lies. That didn't happen. He just burnt up.
Oh, you don't know
they
that.
They said that like the needle started shooting out and shit.
No.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That's all debunked.
We were there.
Oh, he's like, temblando, like, oh.
No. Yeah, it was.
Wait, did he get the chair or did he get the injection?
He got the chair.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, because you mean you never know.
That's back when they let the chair be.
He said it.
Yeah,
he said
those were
his last words were that was going to be the greatest thrill because he had experienced everything already. And then I still don't know why I'm here.
As soon as he would say something like that, don't put him in the chair.
Yeah.
You're giving him what he wants.
And why did they give him the option?
They didn't give him the option.
I thought they did.
I wonder what he was scared of. Like, what do you think his fear was? Like, cleanliness?
Cleanliness? Probably.
Like, Lysol wipes?
Lysol.
Grown women?
Walk around in a bottle of Lysol?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That vaginas. Dude was weird.
You know, pussy.
So it would be between them, Albert Fish or Bella Gunness. It would be one of those two.
You would not survive.
You wouldn't survive Bella Gunness. No. I like how confident you
There's
are.
There's no way.
No.
He's over there like,
you
yeah,
gotta
I
remember,
can.
She would poison them sometimes, like just to drug
arsenic
them.
Is what she was putting in their oranges.
But like, just so you weaken
like,
them.
Come here, baby. Sprinkle a little arsenic in it.
Be like, you want some dinner? Here. Let me put some salt.
Gordita.
She was built like a bodybuilder, but with little feet. Grotesquely small feet.
What the fuck? Well, how do you know this?
Yeah, how do you know that they have
favorite? I'm telling you, I know.
Birth to big girls. I don't know if y'all know.
Let me see your feet, really? Buddy. Let me see your yeah.
Oh, well, they're regular size.
Nah,
guys.
They're pretty tiny.
I have average size feet.
All right, Sandra. What about you?
Who? I told you, Eileen Warnock.
Warnos.
Warnock is
that's someone else, dude.
That's somebody else.
Yeah.
Wrong bitch.
Wrong bitch. Sorry. Bonnie's over here choking underwater.
Yeah, say wrong bitch.
So why her?
Because she'll take care of me.
she
only likes to kill men. Yeah.
This is true.
She was never.
Well, she was abusive to that.
She was abusive to her chick, but that's because her.
Te va a pegar, güey.
No le hacía caso. I'm going to be a good listener.
Sandra, it's you. You're still you. Damn
you
it.
Haven't changed.
I haven't changed. I don't change.
No.
I don't change.
Damn it. Okay, so voy a estar toda moreteada, but I'm going to be happy.
But you're going to be alive. Okay, so
I'm going to be alive.
But alive.
Yeah. Black eye, you know, another broken meniscus, but.
But you're going to survive?
But I'm going to survive.
Okay.
I'm going to stick by her.
Okay.
That's my bitch, and I'm going to stick by her.
She hits you because she loves you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's your fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'm going to stick by her.
All right. Well, guys, I guess.
Wait, we didn't hear Fonny's.
What?
She did.
What was mine? I forgot.
She didn't do it.
She didn't do it.
No, she finished mine.
Oh, you just don't want her to have a serial killer, huh? Yeah. You want her all to yourself.
No, she said, what's his name first? Before,
Dahmer.
Yeah, right before we started. And then I was like, he's really strong though.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, shit, that's the only one.
You didn't give her a chance. It's funny who would you pick.
I think I'll still pick him just because all the other ones are big.
He wasn't small either though.
Yeah, he was
but
strong.
But he's like a more average kind of guy.
Okay.
Just because he's skinnier.
Gacy. Yeah, he's like skinnier. He wasn't.
Yeah, Gacy was big.
Gacy, yeah.
So was the one from California.
Richard?
Richard Ramirez?
Ramirez?
No, well, he was from California. No, el otro, the Golden State Killer.
The Golden State Killer?
Yeah. He was pretty big, too. Y lo acaban de agarrar hace yeah. como
I can't say the Zodiac. We don't know who he is.
Hey, I could probably survive the Zodiac because he would go after couples. Oh. And I'm single, so fuck you guys.
Nah, did he kill a Virgo yet?
He'd be coming after you, and then he would put the glass, all the dishes on top of Mimi.
See, there's a lot of cancers, so
he'd be like, Mimi, cancer. You move?
No, the Zodiac went out. Not the
other one. I was like, that was the Golden State.
That was the Golden State Killer.
Yeah, where he would go after couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with?
You're sticking with Dahmer?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like at a lot of times his victims could have defended themselves. They just didn't want to be inappropriate.
Bitch, he killed a big old black dude.
Well, yeah, but because they were intimidated by him and the way he was with them. Like,
well, that's true.
If you were like not cornered or whatever.
Yeah.
Until before you got there, like as soon as you walked into that nasty ass apartment and it smelled like ass.
Be like, bitch, clean up.
You should have been like, oh, you know what? I forgot something downstairs.
This room smells like ass.
Because yeah. like as soon as you walk in, I'm sure that fucking smell hits you. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know well, all I mean? The neighbors complained about
yeah.
it.
But
yeah.
then again, it was like, okay, you're hooking up with this sketchy, smelly dude already.
Yeah.
So maybe that smell wouldn't bother you. I don't know.
I guess, because he would be stinky from the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he looked nasty.
He looked gross.
So yeah. He looked like he don't shower.
So you're going to put up with the stink?
Yeah, no.
You don't survive a day.
Out, bro.
It says a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's survive yeah. a day.
A day.
Oh, you got to survive a day with
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
You got to be in that house with that stink with him.
Okay, as long as he don't tie me up. That's all you... Like that dude, that's how you got away.
Yeah, that's how he did most mm-hmm. of them, though. He would tie him yeah. up because he wanted to take pictures of him, right?
No, I can stay up for a day. Shit.
Bonnie's like, sign me up.
I'm like, you want to get high or what?
The bad influence there is funny.
Instead of him drugging me, I'm drugging him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was an alcoholic, ain't it?
Yes,
yeah, he was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, shit, we'd be sitting there sipping. Boy, let's see who go down first. It ain't going to be me. He end up with a bottle. Yeah. Shit.
All right.
Okay.
So there you have it, guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning back in and listening to the show. Again, another great shout out to our friends at California Shooting Supply. Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you guys for still listening. Thank you guys for shouting us out and stuff, you know, putting us out there as well. Thank you guys. Shout out to our friend Mark. He's a friend of the show. He sends me stuff. Mark, I'll talk about some of the videos you've been sending me.
He sends me
videos. He said, well, he just sends me some videos and stuff. It'll be something cool to talk about on one of our next shows. And just a thank you to everybody again who's tuning back in and listening to us once again. I know it takes us forever, but
my bad.
For real,
life happens.
Yeah. Ahora sí.
Yeah, this time for real. De veras.
We're doing it for real.
Yeah. So yeah, just thank you guys again, Miriam.
No, well, just thank you to everyone. You know, for continuing to listen to us, even though you know we might take little breaks here and there.
Little breaks, yeah.
But you know, give us a chance again, please.
Yeah. Sandra?
Yeah, listen to them. They're funny.
All right. Funny.
I support this message.
There we go.
This message, Sandra approved that.
Yes.
Thank you to our listeners, and I hope that y'all continue listening to us, even though we don't post as often. And we'll work on that this year.
Yeah, that's this year. This is our year.
This is our year, guys. We're going to start doing ads, so y'all have to listen to ads now. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm all like, what?
We never agreed on this.
We didn't discuss this.
All right, guys. So with that final note, we'll say bye and thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.